It was hope, frustration, anger. I don't think I did anything more to the ligament, you know, on those two pitches. I mean, the two extra pitches I threw after I felt it, you know, I probably wasn't smart, but, you know, having already done it again, you know, done it before, I think it was the curveball to Granderson. I think I felt, you know, that knife in the elbow feeling, and it was more just kind of denial. And I walked all the way to second base just kind of thinking, like, you know, you have to be freaking kidding me. But, yeah, you know, threw the next pitch fastball, and it was like a, I guess it was more of like an 8, 9, 10 on the pain scale feeling. When I, you know, 2010 when I did it, I think the pain was an 8. So, you know, I already felt like the damage had been done, but I was just kind of denying it to myself and, you know, wanted to get through it, to talk myself out of, you know, that feeling. So, you know, it was more of a denial, like, frustration, anger thing, and, you know, I mean, I was already losing it on the way to the dugout. You know, I couldn't breathe, and just, you know, all that stuff, you know, going through it one time, and telling myself if I ever had to do it again, I was gonna quit. Stupid comments like that. You know, I'm not going to quit, obviously, but, you know, the first time I did it, in 2010, I was telling myself that there's no way I can, you know, will myself to do all this crap again. But, you know, it ended up working the first time, for a limited time, obviously. There's more of a shelf life, I think, expected for new ligaments nowadays. But, you know, I've already talked to our video guy, and, you know, I'm going to get with Roger and whoever else. But I'm going to try and focus on, like, not just taking care of it again, but kind of trying to prevent it from happening again. Whether I'm doing something mechanically or, you know, there's a weakness somewhere, and my elbow's compensating for it. You know, it's just something that that I need to do physically and mentally with, you know, like I said, Roger and Rob, the video guy. And, you know, I just... just need to take care of it. So, you know, I know all the surgeons are down in New Orleans for this, like, academy, or I think it's an academy or something they called it. But you know, I think we're gonna know something within the week. I'm hoping and just kind of get just a few more answers. You know, like I said, I think I know, and I think I know what I felt. And you know, it's difficult, but, you know, it's not gonna hurt to go get, you know, multiple questions answered by multiple different sources. You know, I think the second time around is just going to be a lot different when it comes to handling that and just kind of answering more, asking more questions and being a little bit more involved instead of, you know, just being the scared kid who doesn't know what to do. You know, second time around, I think it's going to be a little bit different.